What's up, everyone? My name is Tom. You might know me as Riven or Rivenbird Dragon. My online analysis now is Full Data, owner of Full Data Alchemist. So welcome back in. It's been quite a while since last time I actually had a podcast. I think it's been, 3 years? I think 2021 was the last time I actually did the 34th episode. So this is our 35th episode, and this is our rebranding episode. We are no longer the Bro Dragons. We're coming in as Pixel Alchemists. And this podcast is really going to be focused on anything in the gaming world still, streaming, content creation, and a big and around all that, or encapsulated in all that, is going to be data analytics, data science, data alchemy, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be the big driver for all our conversations that we have going forward, where data science is going, how data science is used, who's using it, how come they're using it, what can we get from it. You know, data science, and I like to call it data alchemy, because you're really taking raw data and transmuting it into golden insights. It's really the transformation of data from all these random numbers, text, characters, into this beautiful analytic data that could be something that's a graph, could be a crazy chart, and just telling a story of what people need to understand that people who aren't good with numbers or data just aren't able to see, where someone like us who can come in and say, yeah, we can make that look nice for you. We can make it tell a story. So we take that raw data and poof, to them, it's a golden insight. So it's really the transmutation of data. And we use alchemy as our biggest, as our driver for data, because to gain something, we have to sacrifice something else. And whether it be a variable turning into something else from one data type to another data type, we have to sacrifice something somewhere to gain that golden insight. So that's how we're really approaching data alchemy. I like to call it that because it really is the alchemical process of transmuting data. And this sounds cool. I like the way data science goes. Come on, data alchemy? That sounds dope. I love it. So this podcast is going to be all about that. And my plan is to eventually have guests on here from the data world, the gaming world, the content creation world, family members, and just talk about anything between the pixel world into the real world, like layoffs that happened at Microsoft, 1,900 people. This is mind-blowing. Like 1,900 people. They just had some of their most profitable years, and they laid off 1,900 people. And just crazy. And who was it? Jorge Murillo turned around and said, look, I'm just happy we are able to provide some value to the shareholders, which is truth. Like, you had your most profitable freaking year already, and you canned 1,900 people. Not to mention there's reports of the whole physical distribution or the physical media department over at Microsoft being canned as well, which I guess makes sense. But God, man, find a player, repurpose people. 1,900 people. Like, that's just mind-blowing to me. So conversations like that too, like my heart goes out to all those people. I couldn't imagine waking up one morning and being told, poof, you're out, see ya, thanks for your 20 years of service, but we don't need you anymore. That's just mind-blowing to me. Like, you know, think about it, like, after 20 years you're working on all these products, all these services, everything that you're putting out, and then one, they cancel the product and service, and then they say see you later. What does that hard work mean? To me, to a lot of people, it means nothing. That nothing they contribute is worth the company's time or value, as long as shareholders are happy. So just mind-blowingly crazy that even happened. So very, very hard to see. And the last few months, all of 2023 actually too, going now into 2024, the industry of gaming has just been layoff after layoff after layoff. And it's actually quite upsetting to see. And I really hope that the developers can unionize, because they need to be protected. It's really upset at this point that 1,900 people, because some shareholder somewhere at the top said, we have to make a shift because we only owe these people for X, Y, and Z reasons. So again, I'm not at that level. Possibly, I don't know what the heck I'm talking about, but 1,900 people just seems like a lot of people to get rid of, especially when you were extremely profitable recently. So makes no sense. Anyway, I digress. But those are the type of conversations that we have on this platform. Anything ranging from topics like that to data, gaming. I really want to focus on content creation as well. I think content creation would be a great thing to cover, because there are so many different websites out there right now that offer streaming, and that streaming could be on Twitch. And you mentioned Twitch, and people are like, oh yeah, I know Twitch. That's that live streaming website with all the people that stream nude, which is kind of like what it's becoming. But mainly Twitch is, though, Twitch is your main place where people live stream. So we'll uncover analytics on that site, views, the reduction of views, gaining views, anything like that, watch time, things of that nature. YouTube as well, how many people are actually from a live stream viewpoint? How is that doing compared to Twitch? And then we also have two newer contenders. We have something called Live.Space. If you haven't seen them, check them out. They're a brand new up and coming. I like them because they have a cool ecosystem. They kind of take Twitter and they take YouTube and they take Twitch and throw it all together. And it's really a unique website where you can pretty much tweet like you would on Twitter about everything that's going on in your content, in your life, whatever, to build that rapport with your followers and your community inside of live space. So it's a cool place where you can start, you know, tweeting out different content there. And you could also make it kind of like a Patreon. You can say subscriber only, which is very neat too. So I want to follow analytics around that. Well, how is it growing? What the watch time looks like there. We just have to wait for more analytics to come out for that, because I don't think it's there quite yet. We'll be looking at Kick too, because Kick is an interesting place. Kick to me is a wild, wild west of streaming. Everything and anything goes on there. Worse than Twitch. And then we'll also be looking at SharePlay.tv, which is another up and coming contender, which is really more really strongly focused on gaming. There is some like just chatting stuff there, but the whole focus on SharePlay.tv is gaming in general. I love the feel of the website. Like, it feels like you're coming to a gaming website. The vibe is very cool. The community is neat. And I just like the way the feel of the website is. It just feels like a streaming gaming area. And hopefully it does. I really hope it does well. It's in a beta right now. You can sign up for beta by joining their Discord and following the instructions to join the beta. It's very cool. SharePlay.tv. Not getting confused with SharePlay from Apple. SharePlay.tv. Or SharePlay TV is the brand of the new streaming site. Then there's also Meta or Facebook. I don't really have anything that seems cool to really focus on Facebook right now. I don't know. I know people should be using them because it's like really big open space and the marketing is extremely powerful there. Facebook just bothers me. There's something about that website that just gets to me. That I think it's powerful. I think it has great analytics. I think it has great marketing power. And I need to get into line with it and just use it. It doesn't jive well with my values. So that's why I don't use it. So those are the couple things we'll be covering, a lot of the different websites, the analytics around them, how streaming on all those websites are doing. And then we'll start looking at gaming data. So like, I'm looking at Remnant 2 is one of the games I'm playing. I love to play a game a lot. That's a very good game. If you haven't played Remnant 2, I highly worth checking out. It's one probably the I was my game of the year of last year. It was nominated for game of the year. Baldur's Gate 3 won, of course. So very cool. But Remnant 2 is an action RPG, Souls-like shooter. Very awesome game. And I'm building a database around it with all different weapons, the mods, the transmutators. And the armor, the rings, the amulets, everything you have in the game, all the items to run analytics on them to allow us to have a character builder. I think there are some people out there that have built like some cool spreadsheets in Google Docs for tanking and whatnot, which is great. So I'm going to take all the formulas that I know of from just like, you know, creators like that have been put in the Discord and then use those formulas to build a character creator that'll be web-based that you'll be able to go to that will be focused on defensive and offensive and seeing how with different builds we can do. I think Remnant 2 is great, and I love the fact that it's such an easy game where you can just equip items and just go and then test it out. I always felt like games like that, well, what if we put into a spreadsheet and see what our numbers look like and then go test it? I know many people don't care for that. Like, we just want to play the game. We don't want to play a spreadsheet simulator. Because sometimes, you know, most of the time what you do and on paper it looks great, and then you go bring it into the real world and flops horrendously. But I just, more for me, from a learning standpoint of how to run analytics on this, percentage, you know, a percentage increase versus not a percentage increase, to seeing what the valuable, to see what's valuable behind that data that maybe I'm not seeing in game. So just a different way of approaching it. And I'll be doing that with pretty much all the action RPGs I play with. I wish a lot of these games had APIs because I could just pull in the data instead of creating the data and scraping it from websites like Fetch Your Life, where a lot of times their data is not updated or just blatantly incorrect. And I think it's community that's updating it. It's just a very hard website to use. I think my ultimate goal for the data around gaming is to build a very robust wiki and get people who want to help up and keep it updated. I don't think I'll do it for that many games. It'll probably be just, it'll really be focused on Souls-like games, and that's it. Lies of P, Remnant 2, Dark Souls, Armored Core, things like that. I wouldn't do everything. So we'll see. I also like to do, you know, stuff like that for MMOs. I would love for New World to come up with an API. I would love a New World API so we can make some cool statistics behind that, and seeing how our damage, and, you know, play around with our damage and make a character build to see how we can get our best DPS. So that's kind of like what this podcast is really going to be focused on, talking anything from gaming to data and everything in between, especially coffee and cats, because, you know, I have a cat. She's sleeping on my bed, even though she has like two beds. She's got to sleep on my bed. Gotta love her. I talk fast too, FYI. So I try to pay attention to what's actually happening. Just a little thing about me is that I do talk fast, and I notice it, and I hear myself, and I start to slow myself down, and I start speeding up again really fast, just like that. So it's a thing I know I am working on. So as I say that 11 minutes in, maybe I'll cut that and put it to the beginning, that I like to talk fast. So you know, if you hear me speeding, talking like, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog runs, that's the reason why. It's something I know I do, and I have to pay attention to it more and slow down to, like, not like you hit play five times on YouTube. I need to reduce it down to normal, and it's just something I am working on. It's just, I know it's there. Anyway, I digress again. So, but yeah, that's mainly this first podcast. It's just a reintroductory, getting us to know each other again and touching base. It's been quite a while. So Pixel Alchemist here to talk about all our gaming and data and everything in between the real and digital world. And I look forward to sharing all this content with you. I would expect this to be out at least once a week. It's going to be in this format. I'm not writing scripts. I'm going to find some cool stuff throughout the days to talk about. I'll research it. I'll bring it to, and then we'll bring it to talk about. The first actual podcast that we're probably going to talk about is going to be data science and where it's going in the next few years. And it's, I think, a great thing to start looking into. If you're an up-and-coming, you know, getting into the IT field, it's a great industry to look into. I think, like, the average salary for data science is, like, $125,000 a year, which is not a bad salary. So that's some things we'll be looking at, and we'll be compiling all that data together. And then other episodes will be around, you know, gaming, RPGs, MMORPGs, what the streaming industry looks like, news in the streaming industry, and anything else we want to talk about. We can expect some guests on here from family members and people in the gaming and streaming world. So I have a lot of plans for this podcast. I love a podcast because we can do whatever the heck we want with it and not have to worry about it. It really doesn't matter. So we're going to have fun with this. I think I end this here. I don't have much else to talk about. This was just a, hey, what's up? I'm here. I'm back. We're rebranding, and I like to talk fast. So until then, everyone, I appreciate you listening to this, and I'll check you in the next one next week. I would expect these to be out on Tuesdays. I forgot to mention that. I would expect these to be out on Tuesday. So the very first episode you can expect won't probably be this Tuesday coming up. It will probably be the following Tuesday, the 30th. This February 6th. That will just give me time to just gather the data I want to talk about. Like I said, it's not going to be a script. It's going to be raw. I'm not going to edit much out. This is what you hear is what you get. So if there's some dropping of cursing and stuff like that, you're sticking with the fucking cursing because that's how we're doing it. I don't have the time to sit here and edit constantly. So it's going to be raw and uncut. If there are things I need to edit, of course I'll edit. Make sure to follow me on all my socials. You can find me as Full Data Alchemist on all my socials, between from Twitch all the way to Twitter. You can find me on Discord as Riven if you want to chat about data or if I hang out in game. But until then, I appreciate you all listening to this, hanging out. I'll check in next round. Peace out, Alchemists.